Well, good morning, boys and girls. Today is a special day because it is a day when we are celebrating communion. And we celebrate communion, also called the Lord's Supper, because of what Jesus and the disciples did long, long ago. So a long time ago, Jesus and his disciples were sharing a meal, and we remembered that on Maundy Thursday. And as they shared their meal, Jesus took the bread, and he broke it, and he gave thanks. And he said that whenever you eat this, do this in remembrance of me. So that bread is a symbol of Jesus's body. So whenever we eat bread during communion, it's a symbol that Jesus's body was broken for us. And when we eat it, we remember that Jesus died for us. And then he took the cup, and his cup had wine in it. And he gave thanks, and he said, whenever you drink this, do this in remembrance of me. Because that cup, what was in it, was a symbol of Jesus' blood, because Jesus' blood was shed for us. And so he said that whenever you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you do this in remembrance of him. And so today we celebrate communion, and we remember that we are not perfect, but that Jesus died for us. And so usually when we celebrate communion, there are trays on this table, and those trays contain wafers and juice. But today, as with everything else, it's a little bit different. Today, we simply have a cup and a plate with bread on it. And you have your own communion at home, and that communion may be a piece of bread, may be a cracker, may even be a cookie. But whatever it is, what it is doesn't matter. It's a symbol of Jesus' body that was broken for us. And you may have juice like we have here, or you may have water, or you may have tea, or you may even have milk. What's in your cup doesn't matter, because what it is a symbol of Jesus' blood. And so when we celebrate communion, we remember that Jesus died for us. We remember God's grace, and we remember that God proved that his love is more powerful than anything else that could ever happen in this world. Because the story of communion is that we remember Jesus' death. But that's not where the story ends. Because last week, the week before, all of these weeks, we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus didn't stay dead. He defeated sin and death, proving once and for all that God is more powerful than anything else. And so today, we remember Jesus' death. But we also celebrate Jesus' life and the abundant life that he gives to us. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to show us how very much you love us. Thank you that Jesus died for us so that we could be forgiven and we would always be close to you. Thank you for proving that your love is stronger than anything else by raising Jesus from the dead. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.